Vav Kislev, 18th of November, Reb Moshe Halpern, Kosev.
Speak about the Indian, which is very negaya la'aluch ha'lamasa. The interesting part usually comes at the end, so... can't start just with you mezuk with ice cream. Therefore, Mr. Doch can't do the I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible. You know that there's two of the lametes meluchas. There's a melucha of koisev, which is writing, and melechas tzevaya, which is
dying.
Yeah, with a Y.
Coloring.
Yeah. So obviously we know what writing is, and we know what coloring and dying is. So there are the extreme cases where there's no problem. We'll come to some borderline cases, which we'll see in the Gemara itself, whether that's considered writing or it's considered dying. Lamai nafkemina, in the Zman Shabbaisimidish kind, there could be a nafkemina when you have to give asrua to someone for what melucha you're giving him asrua. But nowadays, there isn't capital punishment, and the ISIS with the Lama Tesmaluchas. So but there's a great nafkum which will soon come, a moidik nafkum between Meleches Koisev and Meleches Tzevaya. So if we'll come to a case where there's a shala, whether it's Koisev or Tzevaya, there'll be a big nafkum in a, what's a meluchat is. The Gemara Shabbos of Tzadik Dalad Amud Bais, the Mishnah says, V'chen ha-gedeles, which is translated as braiding, ha-kocheles, as Rashi says, is someone who colors around the eye. V'chen ha-poikeses, poxes, is Rashi brings two pshutim usa poxes. Some say it's also some kind of a hair, something to do with a hair sort of hairdo, a hair arrangement. V'yeshem ha'foshim, to some tzadach, they took a sort of a dough, put it on the face, and when that dough was removed, that made the face should be red. Exactly why, whether it's got to do with the yeast or with the pressure, I don't know. And we'll soon see this shtika nafkim in the Gemara. So the Gemara says over here, gedeles, kocheles, poxes, three things, m'shemai, m'chayve. Gedeles, braiding of the hair, plaits. In the Shimoreges, it's considered like weaving. Koicheles, and that's what's important to us, is coloring around the eye, is Meshim Koisevus. It's considered writing. So Rashi says over here, very interesting Rashi, and I've prepared this shiur already for a different occasion, and every time you look into the Gemara says, every time you learn something again and again, it's not only Chazura, you see it's a new insight. Rashi says, very interesting, Shemolicha Makchoil is a sort of a brush, Sovivu Ayin, Kuludam, like a person, Hamoilech Kilmis, who goes with a feather or with a pen, Suviv hu ois, around a letter. Besides, when you write, you don't go around the letter, you write the letter. What is Rashi trying to say that Rashi would infer? We'll see if maybe Rashi is referring to a border or an outline which one does around the letter, which is very interesting. And that will help us explain why Kocheles should be Kocheles. And the Gemara says, Poikesis, which again we have two pshutim in Rashi, is Mishim Toive, that's considered, when you make a thread, what's it called in English? It's not weaving, it's, no.
Spinning.
No, yeah, when you make spinning. Oh, so again, we would have to understand, as Rashi says, or some of the Shoyim say, we have two pshutim in Rashi, what Poikesis is. If it's something got to do with a hairstyle, maybe it was the Havdel for Dudas, like the Schwarzes have got a hairstyle to make thin threads with chweises, why it should be considered spinning. If it's got to do with dough on the cheeks, so they say the dough was also like a thread. This Gemurah is a bit, Sashvele Gemurah, and we'll see even the Rishonim come out from the Shkiretu in the Gemurah. Frank the Gemurah Akasha, Omra Buna Kamadar Bavir, Chidea Chariga Bekach, is that considered weaving? Chidea Chsiva Bekach, is this the way to write? Is that the spinning? And this is the gift from the Gemara. Yeah, which is colouring around the eye. It's painting, it's dyeing. That's something which we understand much better. And then the Gemara says, godless, epoxus. Godless, we said, is braiding. Yod hair. And epoxus, we have to shoot him, is mashimboina. It's considered a building. So the Gemara says, as a building, so the Gemara brings a pusik by Udamarish and Achada, by Yivan Hashem Elekim Esarzela. And the Chazal say, Melamed Shekila Kodesh Baruch Hu Lechava, that the Eibishter is giving Mezuk the interfeed that do by the Shidduch to Udam Lechava, the Via Eitzel Udam, he brought Chava to Udam, nicely done up with braided hair. So that answers Gedalus. Poxus, no mention in Russia, why that's got to do with building. Not the Pshat, that it's a hairdo, we could maybe understand. Not that it's a Pshat, that it's got to do with the dough on the cheeks and it makes red, weiss ich, schwer. Yeah. Then the Gemara brings a braise, Ishu loisavis srak al kuneyu, she shouldn't cover her face. Srak is a sort of a coloring or makeup. It may should survive, because that's survive, that we understand. Now, interesting enough, the Rosh and the Rif bring the Mishnah, but no more. They don't bring whether the Alucha is. According to, in the Mishnah it says over here, a blazer is mechayev, a blazer says these things are melucha deraisa, the chumim asa mishim shvis asa na isa derabunan. So the Rif and the Rosh bring the Mishnah, they don't say according to who the halucha is. We could assume that normally when there's a Tanakam and a chumim, the halucha is a chumim. But neither the Rosh or the Rif go into detail, le maskuna sagamura al tzvus is Kocheles Chayv. Rabbi Nechananu on the blood brings the Maskunas HaGemura as Kocheles Meshim Kosevis. In our case in the Gemura, the Havamina is that Kochel, yeah, which is coming around the eyes, Kosev. The Gemura asks, Kideich Siva Bekach, and the Gemura says the Maskuna as Kocheles Meshim Tzavaz. Rabbi Nechananu brings the Gesa that the Maskunas HaGemura obviously had a different Gesa that Kocheles Meshim Koseivis. And godless epoxis is Meshim Boina like we have. The Rambam in Hilchus Shabbos, Peikhov Kemul Yid Beis, says, Koseiv Me'ovas Meluchas, Ksiva writings of us Meluchas, Lefichach, Usel Likhoil Bepich, Eki Yotzeboi, Beshabbos, Bebnai Shehi, Ke Koseiv. And if we see all the Rambams over there, he's bringing the Rabunons, which are based on the Deraisa. So the Rambam, again, paskins that it's only Yisr the Rabunan, which is fair enough, like the Chumim. But the Rambam also says that Koicheles, Meshim, Koiseides, and not like in Algis in the Gemurah, says Alts Tzivayim. In Peirik Chubayis, Halucha Chavuf, he says, Ein Godlin, Vein Poxin, because it looks like Boimer. So the Magen Mishnah says, Godless, we said, braiding is pushut. And poxus, the Magmisha says, the Rambam learns that the first pshat in Russia, that poxus is also some sort of a hairstyle, not like the pshat that it's got to do with reddening of the face. In Parikhov Bais, Halukhov Gimel, he says, Usur le isha lahavis raka puneyo, to which we would call nowadays to make the coloring makeup, mitnei shehi ketzevaz. So again, we see in the Rambam clearly, the Rambam says that Lahavis Srak, which is what we attach to put on makeup, is Tzevaya. Choyl, which is a coloring around the eye, a dark black, a dark color around the eye, is Koisev. So the Mefoshim Shat say that we see that the Rambam had a different Gesa than we have, and that the Rambam, the Maskuna, is Koichol, is Meshim Koisev, and not Meshim Tzevaya. The Torah in Simon Shin Gimel says asoi, Usa le'isha shetavis yakal b'leil b'shabas m'shim tzevaya, and that is agreeable. V'loi likhoi eneyu, but he doesn't say why there's an issa of koichu. The Besyosef says, that, and according to our Gemura, that koichu is also m'shim tzevaya. In Tor is Nishba Finish, he says, what mustn't be l'havis yakal b'leil m'shim tzevaya b'chein usa likhoi. One could say that and the Besyosef brings this Gemurah. But the Besyosef does not mention that in the Rambam is Mefoydish, the Maskuna, that Koichel is Meshem Hoysuf, which is interesting. The Bein Hananel, maybe the Besyas didn't have, but the Rambam is the Chepush at the end. What he does bring is a Machleikus, the Rambam in the Smag, whether this is Usam and Atoyle or not. In the Rambam, Vastos Klur, that Lahavis Rakal Paneil is only a Derbunam, which is like the Chachum in the Mishnah. The Smag, which is also one of the major Rishonim, which the Besyas always brings, says that Lahavis Rak is Usa Meshem Tzaveya Min HaToyle. The Visyosef does not mention that in the Smag itself, himself, although he says Lahavis Srak, which again is makeup, is Tzaveya, that Koichul, colouring around the eye, is Meshem Koisul. I can't show the Visyosef why he doesn't know that. Oh, what's the Nafkimina? Why is it so important for us whether something is Usa Tzim HaToyle Mderbuna Meshem Tzaveya or the Meshem Koisul? It's a very interesting Nafkimina. Koisev, we know that if you rub out writing, is go a meluche the raisem shemoichik. Yeah, there's a moichik am nachlitim. Is there a meleches mechike on tzevaya? Removing paint, or physically removing, or we don't want to say schita and all the other thing. Removing paint, removing dye, is that usa or not? Koisev, we know there's a meleches mechike. The Poskim say that we don't find anywhere that there's an Issa Mechika of removing dye. Reb Shlomo Zalman, brought down a Shmir Shabbos Kalchusa, says from himself, Tachshash, maybe there is an Issa Mechika on Tzevaya. And the Ochas Shabbos, which is a two Talmidim of Reb Shmir Loibach, a very famous woman, Hilchas Shabbos, say that we don't find anywhere there is such a thing. And I've seen from other Achroim also, I have a shala on the Shlomo Zalman. Where did he take such a thing that there is a meleches mechika on tzevaya? Lechoyle I've got a raya from a bialucha that there isn't a meleches mechika on tzevaya. So lechoyle we've got a very big nafkamina. If we would say that put a makeup is meshim tzevaya, removing makeup, again, I'm not talking about schita, we would have to see how to remove it. I'm talking now as far as the removing of the makeup itself. If you have to have water and you have to squeeze it, the removing of makeup, if it's al tzevaya, Zalman is choishish of the where did he take that, is a, that there is a meleches mechika on the removal of tzevaya? If we would say that coloring around the eye, which is called kocheles, is the maskuna nish mishim tzevaya, no mishim koisev, but gilach oskimah, that removing color around the eye, is yod lo meleches mechika, amoydek anafkimina. When you look in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch paskens that kocheles is mishim tzevaya. The argument against that is that in the Rambam, Smag, in the Bein Chanan, which are very, very prominent Rishonim, Shteitas is Usa Meshim Koisev, and it's Hakashan B'Shasu, why he doesn't bring it.
Could there also be enough Kemina that by Koisev you chaya for Shtei Oisius? So therefore, maybe only if you do both eyes.
The question is, the Bialucha speaks the Gabbat Tzevaya. No. The Bialucha speaks the Gabbat Tzevaya. Yeah? Oh no, not Shulam Tzvei. We'll soon see. Tzor Tzire, someone who makes an image. Yeah, someone who makes a picture of a person, of a flower. What is that? Is that Koisev or the Tzvei? We'll soon see the Bialuch speaks about it. If it is Koisev, yeah, does he have to make two people, two flowers? The Bialuch brings him Yishalmi L'choyla Aznisht. Again, it could be that here is different. Yeah. So Aura, one would have to know what the Shia is if Koichel is Meshem Koisev, whether So now there is a very interesting Bialucha in Simon Sheen Mem. It's a few pages long, so I think it starts. I'm not exactly sure whether it's Siftalad, but it's in page on the Mishnah Brira, it's Kif Tzadik Aleph Omed Aleph. The Mishnah Brira brings the Yerushalmi, which says like this. Hatzor Tzire, Purishim Chayim Mishim Koisev, Vashayni Chayim Mishim Tzevayev. which we don't understand. Someone's made an image. The first one is Chayim Mishim Koisev, and the shiny is Chayim Mishim Tzavaya. So the Bi'al Lucha says, Busipshat, a Perishon Rusham is a Tzire, the Eivel with a pencil. And if he made, so he didn't make the actual picture. He made, I'm not exactly sure what he means, the outline or the background, but it was something which is a preparation for the color picture. And the second one came and either filled in the outline or colored. The background is a Chayim Mishim Tzavaya. Azoi lent the Bihalucha shot in this Yerushalmi. Then he says, if someone makes a picture, a whole picture without the preparation, is there no chayiv mishim tzevayim? So again, the Bi'alucha learns pshat in the Yerushalmi, Amoy de Kechidish. Now I didn't see that the Hanfig Achroinim speak a lot about this Bi'alucha of Sezaya Zayin Agay Lamasa. The Bi'alucha brings the Yerushalmi that it's shayich, someone makes an image, a painting, or something, that there should be two meluchas. The first person who prepares, I'm not exactly sure whether he means the outline or the background, whether he means the outline, is chayiv, so he made a picture of a flower of a person in pencil, he made the outline, is chayiv mishim koisev. The second one who fills it in is chayiv mishim tzavaya. The Bi'aluch says, if he would make it all in one, with no preparation, the artist who does it on them is a chayiv mishim tzavaya. The Bi'alucha says that someone who prepares something, although he's made the tzira, since it's a preparation, that's more got to do with the melucha of ksiva. The Mishabir understands Bi'alucha that ksiva, when you look at the writing is supposed to explain to you, about something. It's not the actual writing itself. A tzira is the zachar line. Ksiva is something which explains to you. And toilam zakeding and the got a picture of a flower. It's also, it's not the flower. The flower is the real flower. Why? Bazovishtait the Bi'alucha. If you make a flower or you make a picture of a person, that's the zachar line. The preparation for it is ksiva. The choyloi lazoi, I was thinking, could be that if making an outline of a picture is chayim mishim koisev, it could be that there's a difference between makeup on the face and colouring around the eye. Makeup on the face, the idea is to colour what you've made, what's underneath the makeup. Let's say you put red makeup to colour the cheek, wherever it is. When you put colour around the eye, what's the lambdus? What do you want to have colour around the eye, or you want to... the eye is to what? Mavnit the eye. You know, the thing, Kenza, and that would have explained Sada Havmina Gemura and the Rambam and the Smad, who said very prominent to Shoinim, who say that La Lucha Lamas, La Maskuna, Kocheles, Mashim, Koiseles, because you're not trying to color around the eye, I mean, that's what you're doing, but the idea is to be Mavid Eye, and that would very much explain Rasha. The Rasha says, why is it Loim Eleksiva? Like someone who takes a paintbrush and goes around the os. So we see that in writing also, there's such a thing besides the writing itself, if you make a border around the letter, whatever, is also kind of, and like we said, the big nafkimin would be, there would be in the Choyrash nafkimin that to remove makeup, which is al tzivaya in a shluka yasemachika. If you remove the coloring around the eye, which is al tzkoisev, but kevein ashala fin mechika. And the Mishnah Berurah says, according to what he said, that if you make an outline of a picture and you fill it in, the first one is Chayim Mishim Koisem, the second one is Mishim Tzavaya. But if you make the picture itself, is only Tzavaya. So the Mishnah Berurah, Bi'alucha, with that, that's on for emphasis, the Mugen Avrum's Kasha in Umfang Simon. What's the Mugen Avrum's Kasha? Mishnah is brought down that if you have a cake which has got writing on it, to cut up the cake on Shabbos is a shala of moichik. Either one should cut it. Ideally, Shabbos, one shouldn't have a cake which has got writing on it. Freitling and Mug Avrum, writing on a cake is something which is out of the normal. But a cake should have a flower or whatever on it, that's the normal decoration of the cake. What's the difference between why are you allowed to cut up a cake which has got flour or whatever, tzitzis on it, and what's the difference? And the Magen Rabbah mentions the Chavtei. So the Bialucha says, according to what I've said, is for Amphit. So understand, what does he mean to say? Since the Bialucha says that if you make a flour, if you make a preparation and afterwards you fill it in, the first one is Chayim Shem Koisev, the second one is Meshem Tzavaya. But if you do it all in one, Izzas Anoa Isser Fin Tzavaya. So the Chayim Bialucha wants to say, he doesn't say it befailish, explicitly, but the Chayim, according to what we're saying, is Zayagit. But Tzavaya in Ishtukan Isser Fin Mechika. So if there's writing on the cake and you cut up the writing, is there a problem fin mechika? Whereas if there is a flower or whatever other decoration there is on the cake, stars, whatever, this is no mishim tzavaya. Yeah, even if you would cut it up in a shtuka mechika. Now lechoyle, one just a second, lechoyle. First of all, normally on a cake, I don't know if you make an outline and you fill it in. Lechoyle. But I'm saying if one when the decoration on the cake was made all in one, is pushed. The Kund Bialucha, that is Tzedaya, and like we've said before, there's no proof of the Shabzam and Zanyan, Fingdoli Sul, but we're talking about Yetzelenen, is in Nesaflis Ayuchati, if you look up in Oitza Chachma, you won't find someone besides the Shlomo Zalman Choyle who will say that there is a Issa Mechika on Tzedaya. Yeah, so, but the Choyle, I would say even more. Even if the painting, let's say a painting, is the Choyle, if you got a painting which was done all in one, and someone would come and remove part of the painting, is if the person did the Choyle all in one, which is out Tzedaya, and someone would come to Shtuka Moichik, the Choyle, even if the painting, the Choyle, was made with an outline, and then someone came and filled it in. So the first one is time Meshim Koisel, and the second one is Meshim Tzavaya. Lechoyle, to remove that, you have the outline which the person has done is Shemeshtu. Once it's been filled in, now you've got the Fatig Zach. So Adoichik to say that there would be a difference if the painting was made all in one, Vosinodu Meshim Tzavaya, to remove that painting wouldn't be a melucha of moichik. If the painting was made, it's an amateur painter who first had to make an outline, and then then he came in and filled it in. As demonstra yozan a melucha fin moichik, because originally it was done with tzim tzavaya. Lechoyle, the Svur says, once the painting has been done, the final product is the ksiva which was done before, is lechoyle, lechoyle doesn't exist
isn't
anymore.
Isn't there a different reason, because with the cake, you wouldn't have the flour because of Erev Shabbos, but there's deface a painting, there's no Indian of Erev Shabbos, there's no purpose to do that.
But we're asking if there is an Issa. No, what I'm saying is I'm not telling you to go and deface your painting on Shabbos. We're asking halachically to remove.
No, but I'm saying the cake is different, but there's Oinik Shabbos.
Yeah. The question is, there are things with Meshim Oinik Shabbos. Yeah. If there is a shala of Moichek, a cake which has got writing on, is a serious shala, we're not matter for Oinik Shabbos to do a melucha fin. There isn't the pasuk brought down. We see that there are certain meluchas which derech achila while you eat is mitter. So there are some who want to argue with the Shulchan Aruch on various cases that since your thought over here is not to rub out the writing that you want to eat, there is a such a.
So just understand, yeah. So therefore, if the letters are made out of icing or out of marzipan,
yeah,
and there was no tzura beforehand.
Yeah,
they were just cut out of a block or something like that. And they
when you talk about letters.
Letters.
No, letters.
Why can't you say the same with a letter?
No, if
there
was you
no tzura, there was no outline.
Yeah, if you cut an aleph, a marzipan
aleph.
You've
got aleph. A flat sheet of marzipan, you cut out an aleph. Without any tzura around it, without any outline.
Yeah, that's a kosev.
Why isn't that severe?
No, because you've made the letter. The Bialucha says, writing, in essence, is kosev because the letter Aleph is meramez of an Aleph. Although you made a colored Aleph, it's kosher. Making it tzira, we argued about it in Koila, but this time we are looking at the chiddush is
between letters. Pictures.
Yeah, only on pictures. No, by letters is always kosher. You're asking me another thing. What would happen if someone would make an outline? That someone asked me. Like the Sefer Torah, you know, the final letters of the Sefer Torah, the Sefer makes an outline. First of all, whether that's kosher for Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah, so ich weiß nicht, ob es noch gestoppt ist. Maybe next time, if we have a machine. I'm not asking for that. Ich weiß nicht. So the question is, let's say, according to the Bialucha, I don't know whether it's kosher for Sefer Torah, but you would be a chai v'shem koisev if you made the outline of the letter. So someone can ask me, if you fill in the letter, am I chai v'shem koisev or v'shem tzavayev? Well, chai v'avoskem, that you're not mekayim v'shem Sefer Torah, so next time go to chnus Sefer Torah, you'll have tzav. So lechoyle, only by a painting, yeah, is that concept. A letter, in essence is koisev. So if you've got a narrow letter, you have the narrow reish, and you went over it and you made a wider reish, yeah, you've enhanced the bialuche lechoyle. Again, the bialuche lechoyle is only when it comes to pictures. In letters. In letters, whatever you do to enhance the letter is ashala fin koisev nisht mishim tzavayim.
Numbers
is koisev also.
Numbers
is koisev also. Numbers.
In numbers. So
yeah, but it's a symbol. Well, the Bialuch is trying to say that there's a difference. Writing is a symbol, it symbolizes something, whereas a painting is the zachalai. Yeah, now another very interesting shala. A very interesting shala, which all the poskim agree is, putting colored nail varnish is tzedaya. Putting see-through nail varnish, yeah, gloss, I don't know what it's called, whether that's a melucha of tzedaya. The Shmir Shabbos Kelchusa, the Ochas Shabbos, say that it's a melucha of tzedaya because you're enhancing the color which is underneath. Yeah, there is, whether it's a white or pink or whatever it is underneath. And they bring a raya from the Mishnah Berurah, Shim Chav Zayin Sifkut Nibais, that the Mishnah Berurah says to put oil on a shoe, if you're doing it to polish the color, you're chay v'shem tzavaya. Although the oil is not black, L'choyah the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a shoe which has already got black. Black paint or whatever it's got polish on it, and you're doing the oil on it to enhance the black color. So they say, you see that although the oil is not a color, but it brings out, it enhances, it glosses the mat. So to gloss a mat is chayim shem tzavaya. So I was preparing this shiur with Ein of the Mespandim and Mesved Shemoy Shavi the Kos. They looked at Moide Keula. What is tzavaya? Tzavaya is, you're changing a natural color of something. Yeah? You got a person's color, you're changing it, or you're making it more than what it was. It's a pink and you're making it red. Wood has got a color, it's got the natural color, and you're changing, you're painting it, you want to make it black or green. So tzavaya is the hepech of nature. Yeah? The concept of tzavaya is you want to change the natural color. So, you've got a shoe, the leather is brown or whatever, you made it black, now you're enhancing the black. But where do we see that there's a meleches tzavaya of enhancing the natural color with what a person has made? Or he had been to varnish wood, if you're varnishing wood and you're just enhancing the natural color of wood, I'm repeating it to Shem Mono, if all the posts can bring him as a sort of and the Choyer in the Shara. Just to finish. No. That's a Shara, putting makeup on a face as a machloikus of blazing the Chachumim, whether it's a derais or the Rabunim. Whether we paskin according to blazer or according to Chumim, the Mechaba paskins like the Ramamas of the Rabunim, or whether there are the Shoinim who say that's a derais, the Bialucha brings, it's kind of a gaya, like a bami, like him.
That's what's going on.
Pardon?
That's what what's about the
Goyim? Oh, so I'm saying, if Lechoyim, if they should be aware, I don't want to speak such thing in public, because I don't get it. In theory, if we can assume that coloring a person is a Rabunan, so to ask a Goy to do it, in certain circumstances, it's a Kenza. I'm not thinking, it's not something out here. Das, I just want to finish.
What? The ice cream. We're waiting for the ice cream.
No, this is the ice cream. Ah, after that, yeah. Now, ending with a short word, just a half, I'm going to show you how to do it. A word from the Heilige Boshem told. The Gemurin of Ein Hayim and Aleph says, Shoychet, one of the Lamed Tes Meluches is Shoychet. The Gemurin Shoychet is Shemayim Mechayim. Why is slaughtering animal Chayim? Rav says, Meshim Tzevaya. And Shmuel says, Meshim Netiris Neshumah. So the Gemurin says, what's the Meshim Tzevaya? Because the Shoychet wants the meat to look fresh. So if it's got fresh blood on it, it looks fresh meat. Zuk Toysus, Lama Shoychet of Meslissin Kua. It's not going on the Shoychet of the Mishnah. The Mishnah Rechem tells the Lama Tes Meluches. There is a Melucha of Tzevaya. So obviously Shoychet is a separate melucha. Dort is jedein a moide as the ishes al sentiris a shumme. Eilu a shoychet al mekua. He wants to know some a shoychet. Vus a shecht, whether besides the tilis the shumme, there's something else. So in the Mishnah, when the Mishnah rechen tells shoychet, it's zecher not alt, only al tzavaya, because tzavaya is already mentioned. Eilu a shoychet al mekua. Zuck the Balshem Tov, where heist a shoychet al me? The shoychet from the world, this is the Malach HaMubas. Here am Malach HaMubas, here am Yaitzura. Why is he Mechayim? Mashiach had come and Menahagin and the, you know, with Meshach and the Malach HaMubas, with Shach and the Yaitzura. He did his Tavkid, he has given Meshach from the Far. So the Hashem says, this is Toysus. Ashoich of Amakur, the Tav is Chayim Meshim Tzadaya. You are given a job to see to let a mental teen on a vayda, but keep the vayda as it is. What the Yitzhara does sometimes, he's tzavaya, he paints. He makes on a mitzvah on a vayda, and a vayda a mitzvah. Of them is a chai mishin tzavaya.